News release: City of Orillia. In line with the further easing of provincial COVID-19 public health measures effective next week, the City of Orillia's local state of emergency will be terminated effective March 1, 2022. While we are still dealing with the impacts of COVID-19, the need to continue under a state of emergency is no longer necessary. City Council and staff will continue to manage and respond to COVID-19 with the safety of our community top of mind and in line with public health and provincial direction, said Mayor Steve Clark. As more measures ease, such as capacity limits and vaccine mandates, now more than ever we must remain vigilant. Get vaccinated and continue to wear a well-fitting mask, practice physical distancing and stay home when you are ill, so we don't undo the progress we have made, said Clark. The state of emergency was declared on March 20, 2020, by Mayor Clark in response to the COVID-19 pandemic and provided the city with the flexibility and streamlined decision-making processes through the city's emergency control group to quickly respond and provide support to residents and businesses where needed. By terminating the state of emergency, the city's emergency management committee and primary emergency control group will deactivate. However, the city's senior leadership team and council will continue to monitor impacts and manage and respond to COVID-19. The city's Economic Recovery Task Force will focus on providing recommendations to council regarding prioritizing economic recovery and supports to local businesses. Staff in the city's Business Development Division will continue to work with local partners such as the Downtown Orillia Management Board, Orillia and Area Lake Country, the Orillia Area CDC, and the Orillia District Chamber of Commerce to support local businesses in their economic recovery. On behalf of City Council and staff, I would like to thank Orillians for your continued efforts throughout this pandemic and for rolling up your sleeves to get vaccinated, said Clark. I would also like to thank the frontline workers who have continued to keep residents safe and our community running throughout the pandemic. I am immensely grateful as well to our partners at the Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit, the Ontario Provincial Police and Orillia Soldiers Memorial Hospital for their continued dedication to the health and well-being of our community, said the mayor. Our community is getting through this together and we look forward to our days steadily getting brighter. As public health and healthcare indicators continue to improve, effective March 1, 2022, the province will lift capacity limits in all indoor public settings and remove proof of vaccination requirements. Other protective measures, such as mask, face covering requirements and active, passive screening of patrons, will remain in place. In line with provincial measures, proof of vaccination requirements will no longer be required at Orillia Recreation and Culture Facilities effective March 1, 2022. Active screening will continue to take place to enter facilities. Visitors are asked to self-screen for COVID-19 symptoms before visiting a city facility and to stay home if they are ill. For more information regarding the status of city facilities and services during COVID-19, please visit orillia.ca/COVID-19. For more information on the province's plan to gradually lift public health measures, please visit ontario.ca/COVID-19. For COVID-19 updates, assessment center information, and the latest vaccination information from the Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit, visit SimcoeMuskokaHealth.org/COVID-19.